It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
The recording software didn't pick up the very beginning of the game. The first 2 minutes were not recorded, but were broadcast live. We pick up the game approximately 2 minutes into the first quarter.
Shot, wild shot thrown up this time and no good, and it's going to be a foul on Greenville.
So over their back there.
Yep, that foul, that shot was by Noah Walker, and just a wild shot. Will Coomer picks up the foul, his first, team's first. 5:10 left here in the first quarter from Greenville. We'll have the varsity game for you after this one, and it should be a good one. Cade Wendell gets in the lane and turns it over. Just got a little too deep there, Harold.
Yeah, he did.
Here comes Greenville on the run. Wild shot thrown up.
Good rebound by Ryan Braun.
Tell you what, Greenville's not shy, Harold.
No, they're cranking it up.
It is just chuck and go.
It's a track meet now.
Kick out to Petey Judy. Three ball on the way. No good. And rebound down inside to Coomer. So good solid rebound there. Good play in transition. And Judy got a good look.
What their record is. Look like a pretty good JV team. Pretty athletic looking.
I would imagine you are correct. And again, varsity coach here, Mike Bayshore, has done a really nice job turning this program around. This was a program that was kind of laughing stock of the GWOC North for a handful of years. And he's done a good job here. Helps when you have a few pretty good players.
Got a couple studs
that makes
there,
you a little bit
helps.
Better. And while we were away, Noah Van Horn threw a shot in. And Petey Judy, he answers nice. With a layup of his own.
Took it right to the hole, no problem. Went right around the kid.
Judy has a skill set that's very solid for a 6'3 freshman. He can get to the rack off the bounce, and again, nice play there, and they'll call an offensive foul on Greenville.
A little push off there.
Well, you're not going to see that very often in this house, let me tell you, because I have been in this house many times before, and you never get that call.
Not that call. We'll take it, though.
We will absolutely take it. Again, they've done some renovation to Greenville High School, and again, the gymnasium is very nice. Got some permanent seats across the way. And again, Greenville's got a nice ball club. And Cade Wendell turns it right back over. Cade will hustle down and he'll be laid up and in by Ryan Mills. Those are the kind you can't have, Harold.
No. You got to take call. Got to take care of the ball a little better there, Cade.
So Cade turns it over. 9-6 Greenville. They've led all the way. Reese Rogers all the way around the horn it goes. Pearson in the corner. Inside to Judy. And he's blocked from behind by Van Horn. And Greenville takes it away. So good help defense there by Greenville. And he's pressing the back
there.
A little bit of pressure in the backcourt. Cade Wendell gets after it. Wendell's going to get the foul.
Kind of a touch foul there, too.
Yep. Cade picks up the foul. His first.
Like Mr. Sutter is going to come in the game for Tony.
Yep. Into the game is 5'9" junior Travis Sutter. We'll check in. Ends will play a little zone here under their own basket. 9-6 Greenville leads it. Again, as we said, we'll have the varsity game after this one's over. Three ball on the way is air ball. Barely hit anything. And so Peyton Judy will let it go out of bounds, and Indians will bring it in. Greenville varsity, I think, has four losses, but it's a very good club that played a barn burner a week ago with a good Sydney team. Sydney beat them at the buzzer in this building in front of a capacity crowd. While we were away, Indians threw up a shot, no good by Sutter, and down the floor comes Kyle Mills, and lays it in.
Need a little better defense than that, Jeff. That was kind of went right by him, let him take it all the way to the hole.
And a little bit of a quick shot there by Reese Rogers, but run down by Ryan Braun. Now the ball's tipped and turned over to Greenville. Greenville in transition, picks up their dribble. It's 15, Noah Walker. And that's going to be a held ball. Good defense there by Clayton Pearson. And you'll get another sub in. Ethan Shane will check in. He'll get Ryan Braun. Shane, the 6-foot sophomore, will check in for Greenville. Jordan Preston checks in.
Good bucket here.
Yep, 11-6. Greenville leads it. Again, they've led from the beginning. 2:44 left in the first quarter. Clayton Pearson gets in the lane, kicks it back to Sutter, thinks about the three ball. Now he'll swing it back up on top to Pearson between the rings, and he'll reset it. Over to Judy. Three ball on the way. No good. He left it short.
Also,
good hustle by Reese Rogers, though. Runs it down. Goes to Clayton Pearson. Three ball. Bang. That's the shot we needed.
For.
Get a second chance there. Good hustle by Reese Rogers. Gets the Indians a second chance, and Clayton Pearson knocks in his first shot. He's got three and cuts the lead to 11-9. Ball goes inside to Van Horn. He traveled. Yeah, got to get that one. Absolutely. Noah Van Horn, the 6'4" sophomore. Good-looking young man.
Yes, sir.
Again, nice crowd on hand here for the junior varsity game. Expecting a good varsity game tonight.
Cade Wendell back in.
Yeah, Cade Wendell checks back in. Clayton Pearson sits down, fresh off a made three. 2 minutes and 10 seconds left here in the first quarter.
Got a chance to tire up here.
Cade Wendell off the bounce. He goes to Peyton Judy. Shot up, and he missed it. Boy, I thought he got hit. Ethan Shane on the rebound. Missed that one. Boy, Ethan just rushed that one a little bit, Harold.
He did rush it.
Really nice offensive rebound.
Great rebound by him.
And he'll hand it off to Kyle Mills, and Mills will set up the offense for Greenville. He gets it to Daniel Harper. Harper on the drive. Boy, tipped glass by Peyton Judy, it looked like.
Yep.
So Greenville keep it under their own hoop. The old stage crew, they're a little passive and docile right now.
Yep,
they are.
I'm saying that's going to change here.
I think it will absolutely change. That great student section here at Greenville, as always. And again, always had to keep them just on the edge of their seats because they would, from time to time, take it just a smidge too far. But it's a good place. And again, ball swung around the perimeter. Indians in the 2-3 zone. That's a walk right there. Absolutely. Good call. This is a good official.
He is.
Tell you what, I'm very impressed. I mean, he's the guy that called the offensive foul, and he's been right on top of two travels that were absolute no-doubt calls.
Good calls.
Here comes Cade Wendell. He'll bring it across the timeline. Left or right on your radio dial. Indians in the traveling purple, trimmed in white. Greenville in the home greens with a
little reach.
Yep, I'm going to get another reach in foul on Greenville.
They're calling it tight. I like this. So far, so good.
And they get Harper on the foul. Daniel Harper, his first. Team foul number two.
Like Clayton Pearson back in.
Pearson checks in. Judy sits down. So Petey sits down with four points. And Greenville in the man-to-man. They've been that way from the beginning. Reese Rogers yet to get a made three here. And again,
there's
another reach in. Absolutely. Good call. Jordan Preston picks up the foul. That'll be his first foul. Team foul number four on the green wave. So Clayton Pearson will throw it in right in front of the scorer's table. He'll throw it in the backcourt to Cade Wendell. Wendell between the circles on the left-hand dribble. It's in off the dribble. Thinks about the jumper. Reese Rogers, three ball in the way. No good. Reese just hadn't quite got his stroke down here.
Yeah, he didn't have his feet set very good there. Kind of rushed that one.
Rogers fresh off six made threes on Friday night at Coldwater.
Had a great game.
Pull-up jump shot up. No good by Greenville. Rebound down to Ethan Shane. So one and done. Good defensive possession here. Indians with a chance to tie or take the lead with a three ball. Cade Wendell off the drive. Kicks out to Sutter. Three ball on the way. No good.
Nope.
Boy, I thought that was good. Hit right off the back iron.
Right on the iron.
Here comes Greenville. 25 seconds left. They may hold it for one. We'll see. Left wing it goes to Coomer. Now I'm down the corner to Preston. Looking inside for Van Horn. And he's willing to play behind Van Horn. And now he gets the ball. And they're going to get Ethan Shane on the reach in.
Got a little aggressive there, Ethan.
And Ethan's got that football Shane blood in him.
Still so got a little football. Yep. That's right.
Into the ball game comes Noah Walker back in for Greenville. Preston will sit down. 17.6 seconds left. 11-9. Greenville leads it, and they've led from the beginning. And it's been as close as two, and they may get another shot here. Shot up, wild shot, air ball. Here comes Cade Wendell on the push. 10 seconds left in the quarter. How Indians can get the last one. I'd like to see him tie it up or take the lead here. Wendell, pull up. Go to Shane. Up and got
it. Long move.
Nicely done there.
We are going to be tied up after one.
And there we go. 7 minutes in the books. Pretty solid quarter.
Good solid quarter by JV teams. Both of them.
Indians got behind, but make that good comeback. So we'll take a timeout. 11-11 here from Greenville. We'll be back with second quarter action right after this.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Are you trying to stay fit in the new year? Well, we have refreshed our salad bar and soup station to better serve your needs. We have them both available Monday through Saturday. So whether you need a healthy lunch or maybe you want a lighter and quick dinner, we have what you are looking for. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We've increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner. Because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You wake up to a call from work because the alarm didn't go off because an ice-covered tree limb fell on a power line. And you don't have heat, lights, or hot coffee because you didn't get a Generac. But don't worry about that call. It probably won't come because your phone charger won't work either. Now's the time to call Reasoner Energy and talk about Generac generators. When the power goes out, and you know it will, relax. You plan for it with Generac from Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
And welcome back. Second quarter action here underway. Greenville, they'll take it in. They'll go right to left on your radio dial here to start the quarter. Five on the floor for Fort Recovery. Cade Wendell, Ryan Braun, Clayton Pearson, Peyton Judy back in, and Travis Sutter. Drive, shot, wild shot thrown up. Rebound down to Cade Wendell. So
good rebound by Cade.
Yeah, Indians can grab the lead for the first time tonight if they can knock a shot in here. Travis Sutter, and he's going to be called for travel. Yeah,
shuffled his feet there a little bit.
Travis was wide open in the corner.
Yeah, he didn't worried have
about
to
rush
it.
Yeah, worried about that three line. Step back behind it, didn't put the ball down. All you do is take a dribble.
Yep.
So Indians will turn it over back to the green wave. 6:37 left here in the first half. Indians have trailed the entire time. They tied it up on the last shot of the first quarter. 11-11. Indians a little three-quarter court pressure. Greenville breaks it fairly easily. Over on the right wing, it goes to Noah Walker. Down the corner to Daniel Harper. Harper will swing it back up on top to Kyle Mills. Mills will reset the offense. It goes to Walker. Indians playing a little 3-2 matchup zone here. Greenville really not handling it real well. Shot up and missed it. Boy, got a good look there.
Go. Nice look. Pretty good offense by Greenville.
Rebound by Ryan Braun. He'll take off with it. He goes to Pearson. Three ball on the way. Bang.
Yes, sir.
Clayton Pearson. He's got 6 points, and he's the game's leading scorer, and he gives the Indians their first lead of the night at 14-11.
Boy, I like the way he plays, Jeff. He plays hard and pretty good shooter, too.
And they're going to get Cade Wendell with a nickel dimer out front. That's going to be the second foul on Cade. So I think he'll probably sit down.
Take a break, I think.
And I can't agree with you more, Harold. I tell you what, Clayton Pearson is an aggressive youngster. He's going to be a good player. He's going to be a really good football player. Had an outstanding junior varsity season this year for Brent Niekamp's Fort Recovery Indians. Again, he played quarterback, played some wide receiver. And I would not be surprised to see that young man on the field next year in varsity competition.
I'd say he's
someplace.
Got a good chance.
On one side of the ball, if not both. Ball goes into Van Horn. Reverse layup up. He missed it. Rebound down to Reese Rogers. Rogers checked in at that last break. Cade Wendell did sit down with almost lost control of the ball. Yep. Back up top it goes to Reese Rogers. Three ball on the way. No good. Off the back iron.
Reese still ain't found the touch yet.
Rogers 0 for 4 from the three line. That's a charge. Oh, my.
I don't know if he got set or not.
Nope. I'm not sure he did. I thought Kyle Mills was out of control, but they're going to get Reese Rogers for the blocking foul.
Yep.
And that's going to be Rogers' second foul. They're going to give him 2 shots on that?
Looked like he kind of threw it up after he ran in.
He did.
Bit, but evidently, Tony, they're going to say that was active shooting.
Coach Tony Overton's got to decide if he wants to take Rogers out. And looks like he will. He's going to go to Clint Metzger. Metzger, the 6-foot sophomore, back into the ballgame for Greenville. It's number 20. Don't have him on the lineup. Colt, somebody. Hey, this is Carol Hobbs. Can you ask Jeff to call me? Hey, Carol Hobbs. Yeah, we'll give you a call at the next time out. What I did with my phone. Peyton Judy down the floor. Thinks about the three, and he'll go to Clint Metzger on the right wing. 14-13 for recovery. Indians will turn it over. Judy threw the heat seeker. The old
little
high-low action there.
Yes, sir. We're going to step it up defense here a little bit.
Indians going to go with the pressure.
Press a little bit. See how they handle it.
And Greenville will break the press. Down it comes into the corner to Walker. He'll go back up top to Preston. Thinks about the long three. Indians back to the man-to-man defense after a couple possessions of zone. 14-13, full recovery leads it. 4:50 left here in the first half. Walker up to Van Horn. Definitely traveled, no call, and he'll take it all the way down and lay it in.
Not much D there.
Not very good defense, and Coach Tony Overton will take a timeout. So we'll take one with him. We'll be back. 15-14, Greenville leads it. We'll be back right after this.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. Jot it down Wednesday through Saturday, February 17th to the 20th. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are 10 to 20% off. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And if you want to save time, pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, February 17th to the 20th. Stop in and save.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
And welcome back to Greenville. Jeff Hobbs and Harold Feely bringing it to you from Greenville, Ohio, home of the Green Wave.
The Green Wave.
Indians trailing. Tony Overton not happy with the last defensive possession. It was...
Kind of let them go right down the lane.
Right down the lane.
Had about three guys that could have stepped in and took a charge, and nobody did.
So Indians find themselves behind again. I think they're going to call a foul.
Away from the ball here.
Inside, they're going to get 15, and that's...
Noah Walker.
So that's team foul number five. Indians will bring it in under their own basket. Swing it out to Ryan Braun. Braun on the right-hand drive. Spins. Tough shot. Boy, I thought he got hacked on the arm there.
No call there.
Body. 15-14. Greenville leads it. Across the timeline they go. They'll set up the offense.
All right. Come on now. Let's play a little better defense here.
4:15 left in the first half. Indians have had one lead at 14-11, but quickly went away on a couple driving layups. Trevor Vaughn will check in at the next timeout for Coach Tony Overton's club. Clint Metzger closely guards Noah Walker out on the perimeter. Back up, it goes to Kyle Mills. They'll reset the offense. And Indians switch back into their 3-2 matchup. And that's going to be a foul on Clint Metzger. Going to be underneath the basket. That's team foul number six on the Indians. So in for Fort Recovery is Trevor Vaughn for the first time. Vaughn will replace Ryan Braun. Vaughn, the 6'4" sophomore, has had some good moments.
Here. Yeah, he has.
And it goes to Van Horn, loose on the deck, and Indians, they'll hustle after it, and they'll pick it up.
Good hustle by the purple.
Yep, so here comes Clayton Pearson. Inside it goes to Vaughn, finds himself wide open. Up, oh, he missed the layup. Boy, just got changed. He stayed after it.
Nice
he gets fouled.
Job, Trevor, nice job.
And Trevor, again, Greenville defender, came flying out of nowhere and forced him to change his shot.
Yep.
Probably should have shot faked. If he shot fakes, the guy goes flying by. But Vaughn will go to the call, Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line, where the Indians will get their first free throws of the night. 15-14, Greenville. Vaughn. Up, good off the back iron.
A little hard.
Two subs in for Greenville. Will Coomer checks back in along with Daniel Harper. Trevor Vaughn will have one more free throw. He can tie this thing up if he can knock it in. Second free throw up, no good off the iron. Rebound down to Greenville, almost stolen away by Peyton Judy.
Good hustle by PD Judy there.
So Greenville bring it in. 3:29 left in the first half.
So again, he's going to drop back.
Yeah, they're going to pick up now. Travis Sutter's going to pick up at half court. It's like Indians will go man-to-man. Almost a double dribble out there by Mills.
Very close. Ooh, looked like a walk there.
The wild three taken up. No good. Rebound down to Coomer. And they're going to get, Greenville guys run into each other. They're going to get Clint Metzger on the reach-in foul. So that's going to put the Indians over the limit. One and the bonus.
Two fouls on Clint.
So Evan Post will check in for the first time, and Travis Sutter will sit down. So Indians have, three players with two fouls now, Harold?
Yes, sir. That could come into play later in the game.
Will Coomer will go to the free throw line. Free throw off the back iron, but man, the Indians catch a break there. No box out, and the ball goes loose, and Rick Trevor Vaughn picks it up. Down it comes to Clayton Pearson. Three ball on the way. Bang! I'm telling you, Clayton's feeling
it. Going here tonight.
Clayton Pearson, he's got three threes. He's got 9 points. He's the game's leading scorer. Gives the Indians back the lead. Right wing, Greenville. Indians in the man-to-man, catches the ball screen, Indians switch, looking inside for Coomer. Now they swing it around to Preston. Three.
Wild
step back three, and Peyton Judy with the rebound. Indians can get their biggest lead of the night with a basket. Peyton Judy all the way down Main Street. He just got hacked, no call. Boy, the ball. Trevor Vaughn got the rebound and got the shot blocked by Peyton Judy.
Nice job.
Four shots for full recovery that time, Harold. And Greenville coaching staff not happy.
Not too happy with that. That's good hustle by the purple and white.
And Indians stay after it, and Peyton Judy cashed in. So Judy has six. The Indians' lead is four.
Full timeout.
We'll take one with them. We'll be back to Greenville after this.
Just a friendly bit of advice from Forget-Me-Not Florist. Valentine's Day is approaching fast. If you're not sure what to give her this year, here's an idea. She'd love a beautiful bouquet of romantic roses. No one does roses like Forget-Me-Not Florist. So if you're looking for the perfect gift to make a great impression, call today and ask them to send roses or an arrangement to your Valentine's. Don't wait. Order early so you won't forget. Call Forget-Me-Not Florist today or 1-9-375-4668.
I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the task you do without sacrificing comfort. That's being called New Holland Smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat-deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
And while we were away, wild scramble here by Full Recovery. They got the steal on the defensive end, and they got two good-looking shots, Harold, and couldn't get it to go.
And the Greenville boys went up together and both had a hold of it. They called a travel on them.
So Full Recovery will get the ball under their own basket with a four-point lead. 19-15. In it comes to Peyton Judy. Jump hook up, and he's fouled.
Nice play.
Well, I like his aggressiveness
right now.
I mean, he's been all over the glass. Probably has five or six rebounds here.
I'd say he's leading us in rebounding.
So Peyton Judy, the 6'3" freshman, will go back to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line. He has 6 points on the night. He can get to eight, and he can build the Indians' lead to the biggest of the night at six.
Nope.
And, oh, boy, that one almost, that hit was Nobe. Hit off the back iron. It kicked, rattled, and would not go. So Indians, so far, not so good at the old Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line.
Not.
Looking at it, staring the old 0-for-3 in the face. Let's see if Petey can get the lid off that thing, and he does. Well done. Judy has seven. Indian lead is five, biggest of the night. Indians will press, little three-quarter court. Greenville will get it across. They break the press. Down it comes. It goes into Van Horn. Throws up a wild shot. He's going to be fouled. Boy, Indians just go straight up in the air, and that's what Tony Overton says. Hey, guys, just go straight up in the air. They can take a tough shot. Trevor Vaughn is going to pick up the foul. His first.
Had a tough shot he was going to take anyhow. You might as well let him have it.
Yep. And he showed you he hasn't been able to make those. I mean, they've taken some of those wild runners in the lane. Van Horn will have two free throws. First one off the back iron, no good. So neither team shooting the ball real well from the old free throw line.
Sure. Looks like Minster's coach is in the old house tonight doing a little scouting for Friday night. Mike Lee.
Yep, Mike Lee. I see him over there. Dr. Lee, that's what I call him. The dean of principals in the MAC. Man. And Van Horn missed them both. Rebound down to Vaughn. So here comes Fort Recovery. Judy. Down the floor, it goes to Clayton Pearson. Swings it back up to Judy at the top of the key. Over to Travis Sutter, who checked in at the last horn. Inside it goes to Post, and he'll turn it over inside. Evan got himself too deep. And
yeah, he did.
Down the floor it comes. Wild shot thrown up, and no good. And Coomer gets the rebound. It's blocked by Vaughn. Second shot up, and no good. And they're going to get a foul on, I think looks like going to say the foul's on full recovery.
Blue 12.
They call Evan Post for the push.
Huh.
Well, I didn't see that at all. He wasn't even close to the play.
He was inside there.
So it's going to be a 1-1. So Greenville go back to the free throw line, trying to cut into a 5-point lead. 1:23 left here in the first half. Jeff Hobbs and the voice of the Indians, Harold Feely, will have the varsity game for you after this one's over. It should be a good one tonight.
Two
good teams. Greenville out of the GWAC, and Fort Recovery obviously out of the MAC.
Big MAC.
Coomer will go to the free throw line. Shot up, and he got it.
He got it.
20-16. Fort Recovery lead is 4. Coomer will have one more. That's the 9th team foul on the Indians, so one more, and Greenville will be in the double bonus. Second free throw, also good. So Indians will bring it in. Clayton Pearson has assumed the point guard role with Cade Wendell sitting on the bench with 2 fouls. And it goes to Trevor Vaughn inside. Kicks it back out to Peyton Judy. Inside, outside, 3 ball on the way. No good. Rebound run down by Travis Sutter.
Good offense.
Yep.
Indians good rebound.
Inside it goes to Vaughn again. Out to Sutter. Shot fakes. Gets himself closer. Peyton Judy thought about the 17-footer. Now Clayton Pearson on the drive. Pull up 10-footer. He got hit on the arm. No call there. He left short. Ball knocked out of bounds by Post. And Mills looked like he had a breakaway layup.
He might have touched it there. Yeah, trying to get it back, but...
Ryan Braun will check in. He will come in for Trevor Vaughn. 55.6 left. Greenville check it in under their own basket. Indians leading it by 3. Biggest lead of the night was 5 for the Indians. In it comes to Greenville. 3 ball on the corner. No good. Good box out there. Now right to Mills, and he lays it in.
Tipped it right to Mills.
It looked like Ryan Braun had a nice box out, and the ball got tipped right to Mills right in front of the basket, and he laid it in. 20-19 for recovery. Clayton Pearson thinks about the 3. Now he'll move it around, all the way around the perimeter. Ryan Braun on the right-hand drive. Jump stopped. Boy, he got fouled. No call. Boy, a lot of... And they're going to have a held ball.
Jump ball.
Van Horn just covered it up, and Peyton Judy just reached in and tied it up. So Indians will get the ball back.
29 seconds to go here, Jeff. Probably take last shot, maybe?
Well, I don't know. I think I would have taken the last one there, but we'll see. I mean, Coach O's got a lot of his starters on the bench with foul trouble, so we'll see what they get here. And it goes to Peyton Judy. Peyton got clubbed, and he lays it up and in, a little spinorama, and it falls in, and he'll go to the free throw line. That was a nice play.
That was a nice play by Peyton.
Peyton Judy with a little...
Juke got hammered and spun the ball up there.
A little spinner on it, hit the glass and went home. 9 points for Peyton Judy. He ties his teammate Clayton Pearson for game's high score. 22-19, good guys. He can run it back out to 4 if he makes this one. And he does.
He is in double digits. Nice job, Peyton.
25 seconds left here in the first half. Indians a little three-quarter court. We'll see. Uh-oh. That's got to be a double dribble. Yeah, we blew the whistle. I didn't think we were going to blow the whistle.
He almost swallowed it. Oh, well.
No, we got the call down here.
We might still get the last
Team
shot
Judy
out
down here
thing.
Making the call. Indians will get the last one now. Peyton Judy brings it inbounds, 15. Unless he gets all the way and gets a layup. Ryan Braun, 3 ball on the way.
Nope.
In and out. And it'll be rebound down to Coomer. So I'm not sure I love that shot. Here comes Preston down the floor. Wild shot. Actually, didn't take the shot. And they're going to be a foul. Boy, that's just a bad play by Evan Post.
That is not very good.
Evan came running in and just chopped down on Preston. Don't like the shot, Harold. He's wide open. I mean, let's wait. I'm okay with the shot if it's with 2 seconds left.
Absolutely.
Just like we talked about the other night in the Coldwater game. Remember, Brunsie took the open 3, it's like, hey, if we take that one with 2 seconds left, I'm good with it.
Yep, not with
But with 8 seconds left, and then Coldwater goes down and shoots a layup. And now Preston makes the free throw.
The exact same thing. They got the point out of it.
And you'll have one more. 2.1 seconds left. So Indians will have maybe 1 or 2 dribbles, and probably a heave at the buzzer.
Yeah.
Second free throw, also good.
Got that one, too. Had a chance at being a 6-point game, and now it's probably going to be a 2-point game.
Well, that almost could have been a foul. Greenville guy jumped right into Peyton Judy. But, hey, 14 minutes in the books. Yeah, Indians had a nice quarter with a handful of foul trouble.
Yep.
23-21, Fort Recovery leads it. We'll take a timeout and be back after this.
They're 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Hey, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors, mulch, topsoil. Great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is your Alf there?
You sure you've got the right number?
I'm looking for Alf. Is he there?
Well, what's he look like?
He's got white hair and spots.
Is Ralph your dog?
He's a Dalmatian.
Why would he be here at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency?
You always say you have something for everyone.
We do, with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual. Maybe you should look in your backyard for Ralph.
I'll just call his cell phone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. At our office, we understand that when you're sick, you're sick, and not everyone can miss work to get it checked out. So we offer evening and weekend hours in addition to our traditional daytime hours. We also understand that high deductibles can take a chunk out of your family's budget. So use your health savings account to get the most out of your health care dollar. Let our office be your family's first choice for their health care needs. Wishing our athletes a successful basketball season. Go Indians!
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by January and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. So don't take the risk. Get the vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So visit Kalp Pharmacy locations in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery has been serving lunch specials for over 17 years. A homemade lunch at the right price of just $5.25. Specials include Mystery Monday, meatloaf and twice baked potatoes on Tuesday, roasted chicken on Wednesdays, lasagna on Thursdays, and our half pound cheeseburger basket on Fridays and Saturdays. If you haven't heard, we have an endless soup and salad bar offered on Fridays at just $4.95. Get your fill without breaking the bank. Can't get out of the office for lunch? Call in and we can have your order ready for pickup in no time. When you're hungry, think Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors, mulch, topsoil. Great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
And thanks to all the great sponsors like Nature's Green. Again, they'll be fired up on Thursday. Steve Stone going to get out to watch his daughter play. Big contest on Thursday night.
That could be the MAC decider there.
All Glaze County, Minster Wildcats. That should be a good one.
Yes, sir.
Hey, take a look at those stats, Harold. What do you see?
Yeah, first half, pretty
if you
even.
If you can see it. I forgot his spectacles tonight.
Got to get my arm way out there. Looks like we were 9 for 33 the first half, shot 27%. I'm sure that's not exactly what Coach O wants, but from the three-point line, we were 3 for 13, 23%, and from the free-throw line, 2 for 5, shooting 40%. They were 6 for 28, shot 30%, 0 for 5 from three-point line, and their big stat that kind of glares at me is the 9 for 12 at free throw line for 75%.
Yeah, and if you just joined us, Indians had some foul trouble. Three guys with two fouls, and so Greenville got to the old Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line a few too many times, and as Harold said, they cashed
in. Sure did.
9 of 12 from the free throw line. Indians only 2 of 5 from there. Again, but I think the number that really jumps out for the Indians, Harold, 10 offensive rebounds. That's why you got 33 shots, because they've been crashing
the glass this first half. Every one of them has been doing a great job there. Hopefully we can keep it up second half, and maybe we can get to the hole a little bit more and shoot some more free throws,
Indians with 7 turnovers, 9 turnovers for Greenville. As we said, Indians 20 rebounds, 19 rebounds for Greenville.
Yeah, and pretty even stats, really, for the first half.
Yep, and again, the scoreboard's pretty even as well, 23-21. Those 23 points for Full Recovery led by 6'3 freshman Peyton Judy. He went 4 of 11 from the field, but he had 10 points. He went 2 of 3 from the free throw line, and he had 4 rebounds. He was credited for in the first half and had an assist for his 10 points. 9 points for Clayton Pearson. 3 of 3 from behind the arc.
Didn't do anything very bad today at all.
Nope.
He hit 3 for 3 behind the arc. You got to love that.
Yep. 2 points for Ethan Shane. He came in off the bench and got 3 rebounds. He scored on an offensive rebound stick back. 1 basket for Ryan Braun. He was 1 of 4 from the field. Also had 3 rebounds. And that is the total of 23. I mean, when you got 19 for two guys. Out of your 23.
Yep.
Leading the way for Greenville was Noah Van Horn. He had 6 points also for Kyle Mills.
And like you said, Jeff, I think it's a little bit strange not seeing Reese Rogers' name on the scoreboard, but he got in foul trouble early, and he had to set out pretty much most of the second quarter.
Yeah, and Reese went 0 of 4 from the field, 0 of 3 from behind the arc, and again, that's a place where Reese has found some friendly confines.
He's been
outstanding for Tony Overton's club over the last handful of ball games, especially from distance. He had 6 of them on Friday night at Coldwater in a big victory in the MAC. We'll take a quick timeout and get ready for second half action here from Greenville. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs. Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. Tractor or self-contained hydraulics provide smooth operation and maximum power. A large oil reservoir dissipates heat, decreasing fluid temperature to maximize tractor horsepower. For a superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Art's Way. For more information, see K&L Tractor today.
In downtown Fort Recovery has been serving lunch specials for over 17 years. A homemade lunch at the right price of just $5.25. Specials include Mystery Monday, meatloaf and twice baked potatoes on Tuesday, roasted chicken on Wednesdays, lasagna on Thursdays, and our half pound cheeseburger basket on Fridays and Saturdays. If you haven't heard, we have an endless soup and salad bar offered on Fridays at just $4.95. Get your fill without breaking the bank. Can't get out of the office for lunch? Call in and we can have your order for pickup in no time. When you're hungry, think Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery.
And welcome back to the home of the Green Wave. Jeff Hobbs and Harold Feely bringing you junior varsity action here. Good one in the first half, Harold. 23-21, Indians lead.
Sure has been. Been a nice, well-played JV game first half. Both teams pretty even, so this is going to come down to who wants it a little bit more.
Curtis Hobbs sneaking in here with some popcorn. Maybe he might have to share a couple
of those kernels. Whoa, he's got a popcorn.
He didn't get much, though. He's probably not happy about that. He's got a megaphone out of it, though.
Yeah, got a little megaphone.
All right. Indians will play defense to start the half here. Greenville brings it in, and it goes to Coomer. He'll go around the horn to Preston. Little 10-foot pull-up. No good. Great box out by the Indians.
Nice job there.
That ball would have hit the ground. The old drill in practice where you let the ball has to hit the ground.
That's supposed to happen.
Peyton Judy in transition, three ball. Boy, I like the rhythm. Just couldn't get it to go. Hit off the back iron.
It was right there. Good luck.
So Judy, the game's leading scorer with 10 points in the first half. Indians will play defense. Greenville goes left to right on your radio dial. Well, that's an offensive foul. Yes, sir. Boy, that is a great call. That's unreal. That's the second one that guy's made.
This guy's made. He's calling a good game right now.
Yeah,
I'm impressed.
He just said he definitely extended the arm, the forearm, put it right in the chest of Peyton Judy, and Judy went down.
Just knocked him over.
So Greenville will give the ball up on the turnover to your Fort Recovery Indians. Clayton Pearson, Cade Wendell, Reese Rogers, Ryan Braun, and Peyton Judy are the five on the floor in purple. Wendell gets all the way to the rack. Now he kicks it back out to Braun. Braun takes it in. Wild shot
hard,
up off the glass there. Rebound down to Greenville. So
tough shot by Ryan there. We can probably get a little better one than that.
Yep. But here comes Greenville. Down the floor they go. Kyle Mills throws a scoop shot up and in. Well, not very good defense. Indians have given up three or four layups here.
We sure have. That interior defense hasn't been too good.
So tie ball game. Greenville draws first blood here in the second half. 5:49 left. Reese Rogers, three ball on the way back. There's the Reese Rogers.
That's the guy we've been looking for.
Pumps the fist a little bit as he goes by Tony Overton. So good for Reese. He's on the board. Indians back on a three-point lead. 26-23. Down it comes to Van Horn. He's going to take a wild shot, throw it up, missed it. Coomer gets the rebound and puts it in. So Indians
put a body on him.
Yeah, absolutely. Give up a second shot. Didn't do a whole lot of that in the first half.
Indians did a great job.
Cade Wendell, jump stop in the lane, up off the glass, no good, and missed a shot, and he almost picks up a foul. Out comes Mills down the court. He throws up another wild scoop shot and in.
We are playing some bad defense right now.
Just goes coast to coast.
Dribbles right by three guys. Nobody does anything.
Indians don't stop the basketball, and Greenville reestablishes the lead at 27-26. Peyton Judy, right wing, gets in the lane. Up he goes, draws a foul, and can't get it to go, but
nice drive. Nice
I agree.
Play.
Boy, I like Peyton's aggressiveness right now, Harold. He's had a nice ball game.
Yes, he has. He's bringing it. He's taking it right to him.
Peyton Judy will step back to the KCIH Hall Brothers free throw line. He was 2 of 3 from that spot in the first half. He gets the ball.
I'm thinking that kid just stepped in.
Yeah, I agree.
He should get a second
shot.
So
it'll be a violation. My man is all over. This guy is the best JV official I've ever seen, folks.
He is on his game.
The Greenville guy stepped across the three line, so Judy missed the free throw, so he'll get another one.
I see no problem with him staying for the varsity game.
I absolutely agree. I would take this guy all day long.
Peyton. Make it hurt.
Petey knocks in the second one. He'll get one more. He's got 11 points. Ethan Shane checked in. Reese Rogers sits down, and he's being lectured by Tony Overton, probably about his transition defense.
Yeah. Tony can't be too happy with the defense so far.
Free throw by Judy up. Oh, and it rattles out. So it doesn't cost the Greenville Green Wave a point on the violation. Tie ball game at 27. Greenville on the right wing, catches the ball screen. Pearson goes under it. They'll try to get the ball inside to Van Horn. And they're going to call a foul on full recovery inside. It's going to be on Ethan Shane.
Yep. Kind of swung his hip out there a little bit, I think.
Yep. So Shane will pick up his second foul. Team foul number one on the Indians here in the third quarter. Greenville bring it in under their own basket. Indians with a little flat 2-3 zone. Ball in. Out front it comes to Noah Walker. He goes on the right wing to Mills. And he's had a couple running layups here in the second half that gave Greenville back the lead. And the varsity for Full Recovery walks across in front of us, heading to the locker room to get dressed. And they get a nice hand.
Pretty good
hand. A good crowd all inside to Van Horn. 3 seconds.
Boy, they're moving the ball good.
23's never left the lane. And that Trevor Vaughn checked in at the last break. Didn't see Trev come in.
He snuck in there.
He replaced Ryan Braun. He gets the defensive rebound. Hayden Judy off the dribble all the way to the rack. He draws the, well, I thought he drew a foul. Gets his own rebound. Up, no good. Ball tipped around and grabbed by Greenville. Indians got three tries, but can't cash in.
Just can't cash in.
Peyton got fouled on the drive. He got by his guy.
I thought he did, too. He brought the right to that kid. Got the body, but they didn't call it.
Greenville out on top. Noah Walker on the drive. Picks up his dribble. Goes to Coomer. Coomer right wing to Mills. Mills uses the ball screen. Out to Van Horn at the top of the key. Looking inside. And old Peyton Judy almost dove in, almost forced the turnover. Coomer, three ball in the way from the top of the key. No good. Rebound down to Cade Wendell. If he looks, he's got Peyton Judy wide open, but he didn't see it. And Cade will go all the way to the rack, lay it up, and he'll draw the foul. And Cade get that head up right away. He's got a layup for Peyton Judy.
Yeah, he sure did.
But he'll go, he'll go back to the KSIH Hall Brothers free throw line. Trying to get on the board. Is Cade, I don't think Cade scored tonight.
I don't think he has either.
Two personal fouls and no points. So
he did a lot of bench time there the first
half. Yeah, he did. Too. Picked up those two fouls and sat the majority of the second quarter. 5'10 sophomore, first free throw up, no good. Indians not helping themselves from the old KSIH Hall Brothers free throw line.
They have not.
Daniel Harper checks in and Mills will sit down. Wendell will have one more free throw. He can give the Indians the lead. And he missed. Nah, boy, got the kind bounce there. And they're going to call Shane. Going to call Shane with the foul on the rebound. Ethan just a little too physical. Yeah, the basket counts. It'll be Shane's third foul.
Haven't put the point on the board yet. There he goes.
Yep, a little tardy down there.
Our main man.
We got Bob Stogler down there.
Bobby will take care of
that. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Now here comes Greenville. Indians have regained the lead at 28-27. Indians a little three-quarter court pressure here. And, ball tipped in the backcourt by Peyton Judy.
Petey.
Still not across, and Cade will get the steal. Well done.
Nice job.
Indians get the break here. Can they? Oh, inside it goes. Tipped back out to Ethan Shane. Shane gets closer. Throws up a wild shot off the glass. No good. Rebound down to Greenville. So Indians can't take advantage of the turnover.
Did a great job on the press there, getting the ball, getting the steal, but not a very good shot.
Nope. But here comes Greenville. 28-27, Indians lead. Outside it goes to Van Horn. Inside to Coomer. Still in the lane. Got to get him out of that lane. Jump hook up and in.
Got it.
Will Coomer. He's got 9 points. He's the leading scorer for the home team. Greenville leads at 29-28. Peyton Judy down the corner to Ethan Shane. Shane swings it to Clayton Pearson. Pearson made all three of his threes in the first half. Three ball in the way for Peyton Judy. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound down to Greenville.
I don't know. Clayton's 3-for-3 from the three-point line. I'd like to see him take another shot.
I hadn't gotten a shot, I was going to say. Van Horn. Greenville swings it around the perimeter. To Walker, throws it up, and ball almost taken away by Shane. And Van Horn just took it away from him and laid it in. Van Horn has 8 points. 3-point lead for Greenville. Cade Wendell in the lane goes to Ethan Shane. Up and got it.
There he is. Nice pass by Cade Wendell.
Good setup by Cade Wendell. Looks like Clayton Pearson might have got a little blood on his arm, maybe scratched, maybe from his nose. I don't know. He'll go down to the locker room quickly, or maybe he's got a contact lens, one or the other.
Could be a contact, yeah.
Reese Rogers will check in. Ryan Braun will check in, and Travis Sutter will check in. So Cade Wendell will stay out there along with Peyton Judy. 1:52 left here in the third quarter. Indians trailing by one at 31-30. Indians with a little three-quarter court press, and it's been decent to them. They've gotten
a couple turnovers here. Got a couple turnovers.
And they're going to get another one. Peyton Judy gets his hands on the ball over to Cade Wendell. And he jumps in, up off the glass, no good. And
boy, Cade just cannot find
a way to make those turnovers hurt. Good steal. Shot outside to Walker, three ball on the way. No good off the back iron. Boy, I thought that was good from here.
It did look good.
1:25 left.
Right
down the floor comes to Peyton Judy. Three ball wide open from the wing. No good. Boy, he has just been a hair long on all of his threes.
He's over. He just needs to take a little off of that thing, Petey.
Boy, it looks good. Hits off the back iron. 1:12 left. Greenville still on a 1-point lead at 31-30. Daniel Preston back up top to Coomer. Swings it around to Mills. Thinks about the three. Now you use the ball screen. Almost traveled. Back out. Slid his foot there. Back out to goes to Mills. Now he'll take the three. No good off the back iron. Cade Wendell on the defensive rebound. He'll push. Inside a minute. 50 seconds left. Wendell. Ryan Braun. Three ball.
We are chucking threes.
We are taking way too many threes. And I think one pass and a shot. And Tony Overton not happy about it.
Can't be happy with that offense.
31-30. Greenville. Indians been on 30 for a long time. 35 seconds left here in the first half. Greenville taking a little bit more time this time.
They might be looking for the last shot. Although every time I say that, they shoot it.
And they knock it in. Mills knocks in the 15-footer off a double screen. 33-30. 20 seconds left. Indians will go for the last one. 15 seconds left. Cade Wendell over to Reese Rogers. High post to Braun. Back out to Wendell. Three ball on the way with 10 seconds left. No good. Being run down by Travis Sutter. He'll lose it out of bounds.
Boy, time.
Boy, it's just not very good time management
here. Time management terrible so far.
6.7 seconds left, so Greenville still plenty of time to go coast to coast here.
Get a good shot, yep.
Indians put on a little pressure. We'll see if make it a little harder for him to get down the floor. But
my time. We got a little wet spot on the floor.
Again, very solid officiated JV game so far. Trying to figure out what we got here. Maybe got a little blood on the floor.
I don't know.
Yelling at the trainer, and he looks like Grizzly Adams. Got a serious beard going.
He does got a Duck Dynasty beard going.
So now they'll give the teams just a little timeout. So they'll go to the benches with 6.7 left. 33-30. Greenville leads it. And again, Indians have just lived on that three line this whole half, Harold, and not really cashed in.
No, and we're shooting the ball not very well from there. And like you said, I mean, it just seems like we're taking one pass and cranking it. Not even getting a good open look.
So Coach O getting his lecture in right now because he's ahead of the game. I mean, he's, I think, probably having some words for some guys about one pass and shot and living on that three line.
He can't be happy with that offense.
So Trainer out on the floor. Looks like he's spraying up some blood spots. So they're trying to get that taken care of just in the name of hygiene and safety.
Yep.
He's still pointing them out.
This guy is
he's all
eagle
over.
Eye.
This guy's unbelievable.
He's eagle eye for that blood.
So why don't we just do this? Let's play a Hastings Auto commercial.
Hey, how about that?
Hastings Auto Sales is now under new ownership, but not with a new face. Carl is working on retiring, and Harold and Kim Feely are the new owners. Harold has over 30 years of automotive experience. 20 of those are at Hastings Auto Sales, so the faces will be the same. The same trusted name, the same high-quality used vehicles, the same professional vehicle repairs, just a new owner, so Carl can finally slow down a little after 40-plus years in the auto repair and sales business. Stop by and check out their selection of used vehicles, and if your current vehicle needs some attention or just an oil change, call for an appointment at 375-4617. Hastings Auto Sales. Nothing's changed but the owners. It's still the same great professional service you've trusted for 40 years.
And welcome back to Greenville. And there's blood everywhere out here, folks.
This poor guy has cleaned the whole court.
He might as well just get the wet mop out and just squeegee this bad boy down.
He is not happy about this.
And that must have been Clayton Pearson. Must have been dripping some blood out there.
Yeah.
Had a cut on his arm or his nose or something because he ran to the locker room. And so 6.7 seconds left, and here comes Greenville. And I'm not even sure they know how much time's left because he's just going to let it run out. And get all the way to the basket. And shot got off, and boy, they looked like they knew
exactly what they were doing there.
Walked it all the way down the floor.
Took the time, and
took
there
the last
was.
Shot. So not a great third quarter for the Indians.
No, we didn't play a very good third quarter there. Hopefully we got a big fourth quarter coming up.
7 minutes of play left. We'll be back. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Hi, this is Ann Guggenbiller with Wayne IGA. Are you trying to stay fit in the new year? Well, we have refreshed our salad bar and soup station to better serve your needs. We have them both available Monday through Saturday. So whether you need a healthy lunch or maybe you want a lighter and quick dinner, we have what you are looking for. While you shop, earn bonus tickets on participating products for our Game of Life. We've increased your chances with even more bonus tickets. No purchase necessary, and every ticket is a winner because we understand that this community store is your store. Traditional service, historical value. Shop Wayne IGA in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Great health doesn't happen by chance. Having great health is a choice. Amy Wendell here from Amy Wendell Family Health in downtown Fort Recovery. Choosing healthy behaviors can sometimes seem confusing, complicated, and just plain frustrating. Let our office help you figure out what you need to do to maximize your health. Come see us today. We offer extended evening hours throughout the week, weekend appointments, and a full-service lab with better-than-health fair prices. Call us today at 375-5550 to schedule an appointment to let us help you make the right choices for your health.
Welcome back to Greenville. Fourth quarter action here. 7 minutes on the clock. Indians will bring it in to start it. Clayton Pearson back on the floor. Got his arm wrapped up, so yeah, he must have been cut because there was blood all over the floor. So Pearson back on the floor with Ryan Braun. Reese Rogers, three ball on the way. Bang.
Got it. Attaboy, Reese.
Reese got a little lecture from the sideline from Coach Overton about his defense. Yeah. We'll see if he can clean it up. Reese is two for his last two from behind the arc. And a ball tipped away by Travis Sutter. So
here come
the Indians. Chance to take the lead. Travis Sutter back to Reese Rogers. Three ball on the way.
Time. No. Rushed it a little bit.
Yeah, he did rush a little bit. He had all day out there.
He had all day.
Ooh, boy.
It's going to be a foul on.
Going to get Peyton Judy on the block. Reese had all day. He could have sized that one up.
He set his feet. He just kind of rushed it. Didn't make it.
6.5 minutes left. Judy picks up his first. Team foul number 3. 5 on the floor for the Indians. Peyton Judy, Travis Sutter, Clayton Pearson, Ryan Braun, and Reese Rogers. Indians looking a little half-court trap. They're moving around, getting after it a little bit here. So
yeah, they're stepping up their D a little bit.
Now they'll look like they're playing two different defenses.
Easy.
Half of them are playing man-to-man, half of them are playing zone, and Coach Overton not happy because Van Horn lays it in, and he's got 10 points. Gives Greenville back the lead. Travis Sutter, Reese Rogers, top of the key, over to Clayton Pearson. Pearson made everything he threw up in the first half, and he hadn't gotten any shots. Inside it goes to Sutter, up, and he missed it. Ryan Braun got the rebound, got fouled, no call. Sutter gets the rebound again and got it to go.
Woo,
three shots there, and the smallest guy on the floor.
Little guy got two of them.
35-35, Travis Sutter, first basket of the night. Greenville breaks the press. Indians will drop back. Look like they're going to
ask
him to be offensive foul. Bingo.
Our guys are right on it, too.
DL Judy has been all over it down here.
She is
all over this guy. Every offensive foul, she's been on top of. The double dribble. Of course, Eric just sitting there.
Yep.
He might be asleep.
Yeah, sitting on his hand.
Here comes Fort Recovery. Chance to take the lead.
Let's
back.
Get a bucket here and get
absolutely.
The lead.
Absolutely. Go inside. I like this. Peyton Judy. Shot
strong.
Takes up. No call. Ah. Boy, I thought there was a lot of contact there.
Contact. Didn't get it.
And stolen away by Clayton. He just pushed out of bounds. That's going to be a foul on Greenville. So
that's great hustle by Clayton.
Great hustle by the freshman. Clayton Pearson draws the foul after the steal. Caden Wendell's going to check back in.
Boy, you got to like the way he plays.
Yes, sir. Wendell in for Travis Sutter. So Sutter deserved the hand.
He
played well. And he'll
did a nice job.
He'll get 5 from Tony Overton. He says, well done. Reese Rogers will trigger it in. That's team foul number 5. Ooh, I like that. What good effort there. Tried to get the ball
good
inside.
About had him pinned in there.
Back up to Ryan Braun. Braun should have kicked it one more. Judy. Inside to Wendell. Trap. Outside. Inside. Outside. Reese Rogers. Bang.
Being set.
That's what
money.
You like. I love that inside outside right there.
Nice
Reese
job,
Rogers.
Kate.
He's got 9 here all in the second half. 3 straight threes. Give Cade Wendell an assist on that one. See if
yes,
the Indians
sir.
Can get a stop and build on this lead. Harper back up top. Mills thought about the three. Now Harper will let the
there
three ball go. And it's good.
Man, he got it.
So they answer right back.
It's been a good JV game.
Daniel Harper.
Nip and tuck all the way.
Absolutely. 38-38. Wendell thinks about the three. Now he goes to Judy. Ryan Braun. Braun takes it all the way to the rack. Up and can't get it to go.
Can't get it to go.
Boy, just a little soft there. Ryan needs a jump stop there and be a little tougher.
He spun
it up there and should have gone straight to the rack and instead
trying
of
to
trying
draw
to avoid
foul.
Contact. Yeah.
Yep. Trying to draw a foul. You should have just took it right to the hole and made it.
Walker off the ball screen. He throws up a wild shot and it goes in. Pretty good defense by Ryan Braun.
Yep. Ryan Braun was straight up.
5-0 run for the Green Wave. They're back in front. 40-38, 4 minutes left, plenty of time. Cade Wendell off the ball screen to Ryan Braun. Braun inside, loses control of the ball, picks it up, throws up a wild shot. He's going to go to the free throw line. I agree with you. Could have kicked it back outside for an open three.
Had a couple of guys standing there with good looks.
My man Curtis Hobbs back here.
Back in the house.
And Tony Overton says he needs a timeout, so we'll take a quick one with him. 40-38, Greenville leads it. You're listening to Fort Recovery Radio.
Our Ohio winters can be brutal, and keeping your home at an even comfortable temperature can be a challenge. But not for the company that's responsible for heating and cooling some of the largest buildings and industrial complexes in the world. Trane. At Reasoner Energy, we are a certified Trane dealer. Trane can deliver a tough, real-world tested solution for any heating problem, even in Ohio. Trane high-efficiency dual-fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
And thanks to Ralph and the boys at Reasoner Energy and Coldwater.
Yes, sir.
They sponsor our tip. Every game, the old jump ball, only have one of them anymore. But they were our kickoff sponsor during a great football season. Brent Niekamp's team won the state championship. And again, Reasoner Energy and Coldwater, certified Power Pro dealer. Ask them about their 50-50 rebate. Back to action we come. Ryan Braun, he'll be at the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line. First free throw up and can't get it to go.
Can't get it.
Well, it's the old Achilles heel right now. Tony Overton's club not shooting the ball well from the free throw line.
We have been very, very bad up at that free throw line.
Now the old stage crew has awakened. They're making it in the second half.
They're
making
a little louder, tougher. Aren't they?
Yep, Bronny knocks in the second one, so...
All right, defense.
Ryan's got 3 points on the night, and he's got the Indians within one at 40-39. Oh, almost traveling inside. Left-handed shot thrown up and in by Coomer. They make the extra pass, and they get the layup. 42-39. Halfway through the fourth quarter, Cade Wendell.
Boys.
He's the ball screen. In the lane he goes, jump stops up, and he's going to draw the foul.
We got the foul. We need to answer. Boy, it'd be nice to get one of them with a three-point play, but...
Yep. So Cade will step back to the free throw line. He missed his first two from there here in the third quarter. Actually, they're calling a 1-1, so thought he was definitely in the shooting.
Looked like
active
he was in
shooting.
Yeah.
So Cade will have to make the first one to get another one.
Let's get one here, Cade.
He dribbles, shot up,
hard.
Off the back iron, no good. Run down by Clayton Pearson.
Ooh.
That was tight, but Clayton didn't argue.
No.
Indians will press. 42-39, they trail it. Exactly halfway through the fourth quarter. Jeff Hobbs, Hayward Philly, we'll have the varsity game for you after this one. Probably take a short timeout. You might hear a little Buckeye music and a little On Wisconsin, and we'll come back to you for the pregame show tonight, sponsored by Wayne IGA. Harper.
New stop here.
Yep, up top to Van Horn. Again, Indians want to keep this within a one-possession game. Mills thought about the three. Now he goes back out to Coomer, over to Walker. Cut off by Pearson. Now go back out to Van Horn. To Harper. Back up to Coomer. You let the three ball go.
Let her fly.
And
he's feeling it right now.
Will Coomer. He's got 14, and the lead has doubled to 6. Peyton Judy. And he just got grabbed from behind. It's going to be a 1-1.
That'll be a 1-1 also.
Peyton's been the only guy that's really done any damage from the free throw line.
Yep.
So let's see if he can keep it up.
We need him.
He's got 11 points and had 10 at halftime.
Yeah, been pretty quiet second half.
Six-foot-three freshman. He'll go back to the Case IH Hall Brothers free throw line. No good. Off the back iron.
Ah, boy, that free throw line's killing us.
So here comes Greenville. Left to right on your radio dial across the timeline.
Oh, Cade Bott had a steal. Oh.
Walker, cut off. Oh,
that's got to be a kick.
Going to be a kick ball on Reese Rogers. The Greenville keep it. 2.5 minutes left. And looks like Coach Tony Overton is going to call timeout. So we'll take one with him. Indians trailing by 6. We'll be back to Greenville right after this.
Hi, I'm Randy Evans from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. Using an older tractor that is not auto-steer ready can be a little limited on today's farm. New on the market this year is a product that can eliminate that problem. Now available is the Autopilot Motor Drive System through Case IH. This auto-steer system is ideal for tractors made prior to 2007 and is easy to install. Give me a call and I'll see if this new system is right for you. Call me at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Just because, the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers. Make someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
And we say thank you to Tom and Tess Kalp. They're great owners, store owners uptown, Purple sure Post, and Forget Me Not Florist. Stop in and see them for any quality occasion. They'll take good care of you. And
old Greenville Pep Band kind of kicked in here.
Yep,
on us.
The old stage crew is alive.
They're back.
There are about 200 students on the stage, and they're going to get wild during tonight's varsity game. I can guarantee you that. Indians need a stop here on the defensive end. Coomer just knocked a three, and Mills will let the three ball go. No good, and the Indians get the stop they wanted.
All right, let's get a bucket now.
Reese Rogers on the defensive rebound, hands it off to Cade Wendell. Down it comes to Petey Judy.
Let's get a nice open
Reese
look.
Reese Rogers
here.
Thinks about the three, and Pearson back to Rogers. Three ball on the way. No good. Boy, it looked good.
Boy, he had it right on target.
Indians are going to have to get after it a little bit. Timeout, Greenville. We'll keep it here this time. 2:02 left. Indians got a great look. I mean,
They did.
Rogers hit it straight off the back iron. It came right back at him. So Indians will have to press. Only three team fouls here now, Harold. Need to pick up the pace a little bit.
We got to pick up the pace and get after it a little bit.
Speaking of Hall of Famers, we got two Hall of Famers just walked in this place.
Two of the best.
Wow.
Count me in, Buffy.
I mean, you got two heavy hitters.
Wow. Guarantee they got about eight made rights in them, too.
That is absolutely a fact. There's no question about it. And maybe a sack to go.
Everybody got a sack to go. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and we're doing a junior varsity game, and we got none.
We got zero.
We got none. Curtis Hobbs got pizza. We got none.
We got zip.
But, hey, Neil Spencer off to the concession stand to get us some popcorn.
He's going
to
hook us up with some seats.
All right, Indians need to stop here. Only three team fouls, 2:02 left. So you might get after it a little bit here. Go for some steals, and if you get draw, uh-oh.
How about a layup?
And that's a tremendous play by Greenville. Greenville knowing the Indians are going to press up.
Yep.
They go with the old back
door
cut.
Back door taking off and layup at the other end.
Noah Walker shoots a layup, and there's going to be a foul there on Greenville on the ground.
On the floor again.
Cade Wendell going to go back to the free throw line, and hadn't been a happy hunting ground for him there. He's 0-for-3. His last one was a 1-1.
Yep. Boy, for us to get back in his game, we can't let these get away from us.
We've missed too many free throws already. Cade's a winner. He's a guy that you want at the free throw line. Step up there and knock it in, young man. Free throw up.
Boy,
off the back iron.
Hard.
And Ryan Braun grabs a rebound. Peyton Judy.
Rebound.
Thinks about the three. Back up to Braun. Wide open extra pass. That's got to go. Boom.
Yes. There we go.
Absolutely extra. Well done by Peyton Judy.
Now step up the D a little.
Indians will pick up. Trailing by 5. 1:38 left. Need to get after it here a little bit. Go for some steals.
Yeah, we got three fouls to give. We gotta go.
Got to stay with them. Get up into them and go for the ball.
Go Peyton. For the steal here.
And they're going to call it. That's fine.
Clayton we got to have that.
Yep, Clayton Pearson will pick up the foul. That'll be CP's first. Reese Rogers will check back in here. He will replace Travis Sutter. Now Indians again need to press up here. Need a steal. Down 5 with a minute and a half to go. Ball thrown wild.
Get out of here.
It's going to be saved by Greenville. Looked like it was going to go out the side door.
Let him have
Coomer
it.
Throws up a wild shot. It doesn't go. And the Indians can't get the rebound. And they can't get it again. And Coomer's going to come out with it. He's trapped and stolen by Fort Recovery.
Boy,
he just catch a break there. So here comes Petey Judy. Down the floor he goes.
Ryan Braun.
Shot out of the corner by Braun is good.
Shot by Braun.
Out of Tony Overton. So Indians back within 3. 61 seconds
game.
Left.
We've got to play D.
Yep, we'll take a timeout. Be back right after this.
Hello, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I want to talk to Mrs. Rader. She's my teacher.
What's she been teaching you?
Today we ran down the dial 411.
Well, then you should be able to get the right numbers from now on. So why are you calling Fort Recovery Insurance Agency?
I asked for the price for something for everyone, and 411 gave me this number.
We've got something for everyone with coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Just call 888-375-4181.
I'm going to get an A on my homework.
And welcome back to Greenville. Jeff Hobbs, Harold Feely.
We're back.
Some popcorn,
we got
baby.
Some popcorn. We're happy.
I'm going to survive now. I've got a little nourishment.
We were getting a little nervous up here.
Indians have cut the lead to three.
All right, let's get one more stop.
101 left. Oh, almost a travel down here by Coomer. Indians are pressed.
Still got three or two to give, Jeff. Still, we got to get some fouls. There we go.
Called on Peyton Judy, so
it's all right.
Indians do a good job working the backcourt. 56.2 seconds left. 47-44. Judy once picks again up his second foul.
Well played, JV game.
I agree.
Been a lot of fun to watch.
Mills brings it inbounds. Goes to Van Horn. Indians need to pick up here.
Go get him. Go get him.
And Greenville calls timeout. Boy, I'm not sure what that was about.
Well, no,
but
the
hey, guess
looks
what?
A little nervous.
We're going to eat some more popcorn. We'll take a timeout and be back right after this.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts. Construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and lower your overall costs. Our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff can help you find smart ways to save. Just bring in your prescriptions to any Kalp Pharmacy location or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and start saving. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for people like family.
And welcome back. 51.8. And while we were away, a foul on Cade Wendell.
Cade Wendell got his third.
Team foul number six. That foul right there. Good job by Travis
Nice
Sutter.
Job, Travis.
That'll be team foul number seven. So we'll walk down to our right. And Noah Van Horn, the 6'4" sophomore, will go to the free throw line. And Indians hoping for a miss here.
Hopefully for a miss.
Reese Rogers will check back in for Travis Sutter. Van Horn will have one and the bonus. Let's hope he just gets one.
Yeah.
Two dribbles. Lets it go. And he got it.
Got it.
Difference in the ball game, Harold. If the Indians don't get out of here with a win tonight, absolutely that spot from 15 feet away.
You're exactly right. They've been very, very good, and we've been very, very bad.
Indians have struggled from the free throw line and Greenville, and he makes them both. They've made the most of them. Peyton Judy will check it in. They'll let it roll. The play here by Wendell. So he'll buy himself about 4 or 5 seconds. Picks it up over to Reese Rogers. And it goes to Braun. Braun, three ball on the way from the wing. Bang! Braun got it.
Braun came up big here the last three shots.
49-47.
Oh, they got it.
Get the track.
There
Get
it is.
That, Petey. Off him.
Oh my, mercy nice
sakes.
Try.
Almost a steal by Fort Recovery. 49-47. Greenville leads it. 37.8 left. And he's easy to deny here. Yep. Watch.
Here.
Nobody gets behind you. Now go up. I don't know if I'd foul him. He just knocked. Oh,
Petey, nice
Petey Judy knocked it out of bounds again.
Petey Judy's all over the place.
Tips wide open. So Mills will bring it in. 35.5 left. Indians have made it tough on Greenville. And they'll go ahead and foul. Van Horn covered it up. So we'll walk to the other end. 33.7.
Well, if we can get one miss out of this, Jeff, we'll at least have a chance to tie it up.
One and the bonus. He just knocked in a pair a minute ago.
How about we miss one here, go down and hit a three, and end this game?
That'd be all right. Van Horn, he's got 12 points. First free throw up. Got
Thrilled it.
Absolutely the difference in the game right now, folks,
Boy,
is at the
been.
Free throw line. Greenville has cashed in. Full recovery has not. Second free throw. Got it.
Got them both.
33.7 left. They'll let it roll again. Wendell doing a good job. Picks it up. He'll get by. Get
Goes
it all
right
the basket.
By him.
Up and got it.
Got it. Timeout.
We don't have any.
He doesn't have any.
Got a foul here. Foul.
He called a timeout.
And he did.
All right. All
so,
right.
So we'll take one with him. 51-49. 24.4 left. We'll be back with the final 24 seconds from Greenville after this.
You need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
Visit the 47-acre campground at Rossburg Acres. There are plenty of permanent and short-term camping sites available with water and electric hookups. Call 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 to make your reservations. If you are planning a party or a get-together, there are two large shelter houses available for rent on Sundays. One of these is sure to meet your needs. Make sure your reservations are in advance by calling 419-375-4944 or 419-852-0115 or visit RossburgAcres.com.
And welcome back out of the timeout. 51-49.
All right. Come on, D. We gotta get a turnover here.
Either got to get a steal or a foul here. Oh, and they throw it. Oh, right over Caden Wendell's head. Oh, it's a travel.
That could have been a
got
travel.
Got a foul here. He got a foul.
Oh, he walked.
He traveled. He absolutely
there
traveled.
We go.
Yes, sir. 19 seconds left. Reese Rogers will check back in for the Indians.
How about Reese bearing a three here at the buzzer?
And now Tony Overton will use his last timeout. He did have one left. So
he did have one.
So we'll take it with him. We'll be back right after this.
You need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery will once again be raffling off a Harley-Davidson with proceeds being donated. This time around, it will be a Harley-Davidson Heritage Classic with all proceeds being donated to the Heart of Hospice for the surrounding areas, Mercer, Dark, and Jay County Hospice. Tickets are $10 apiece, limit to 900 tickets. Stop in at Tin Man's in downtown Fort Recovery for a chance at a Harley-Davidson with proceeds donated to our local Heart of Hospice.
And here we go. 19 seconds left. Indians out of the timeout. We'll see what they've got up their sleeve. I don't know. What do you think, Harold? You go three ball here? Do you got an open shot?
Although we're getting to the racket the last couple of times pretty easy. Kate has. So
19 seconds left. We'll see if Wendell get off the dribble. Maybe penetrate and pitch.
There he goes. Right
all
down
way
the lane.
The racket goes. He throws it up.
And uh-oh.
Reese Rogers, uh-oh. Three ball on the way.
Bang!
He got
boom, baby. There it is.
Have mercy.
Nice job, Reese.
Reese Rogers.
Indians take the lead. You got to love it.
6.9 seconds left. And
Cade Wendell, great job penetrating and right in down the lane and kicked it back out.
Actually wanted to go with a little alley-oop to Petey Judy.
He did. Petey didn't
quite
get it.
Petey wasn't
quite
ready for it, and he kicked it back out
Petey
to Rogers.
Kicks it out. Rogers nails it. Indians lead.
Wow. 6 seconds left. We'll keep it here this time. So now you look maybe at the three-quarter court here just to make him take a little time?
I think so. I'd pick him up, make it a little tougher on him.
Worry about it. At the end of the half, they tried to do that a little bit, and they went right down the floor.
Went right by us.
No, they were walking it up the floor. So Greenville into full timeout. Actually, what we'll do is we'll take a quick one with them. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Randy Evans from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. Using an older tractor that is not auto-steer ready can be a little limited on today's farm. New on the market this year is a product that can eliminate that problem. Now available is the Autopilot Motor Drive System through Case IH. This auto-steer system is ideal for tractors made prior to 2007 and is easy to install. Give me a call and I'll see if this new system is right for you. Call me at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
And here we go, folks. 6.9 seconds in the way of a Fort Recovery victory. Been back and forth all night long.
It has been.
We'll see. And it comes to Van Horn. He throws it down right up the middle. It goes. Ball loose on the deck. Stolen by Cade Wendell. He's tied up.
He's fouled. 1.7 to go.
Wow.
Nice job by Cade Wendell.
Boy. Ran the ball, tried to go right up the middle.
Kid got a little bit out of control there, I think.
Wendell knocked the ball away. Cade Wendell. He'll walk back to the Case IH All Brothers free throw. You just heard from Randy Evans. Randy, can you get us two free throws? I mean,
just a couple.
Is it asking too much?
We got to have two.
The Case IH All Brothers free throw line. Cade Wendell, first one up. Got it.
That's big.
Well, that point was on the board faster than.
Tell you what, you're almost better off missing this.
Yep.
I can't set nothing up. You just throw it.
Second one up. And he did. You called it. And it hit the ceiling.
Beautiful.
Indians win.
Indians W.
Holy cow. And the team in purple, a lot of fans here tonight, they stand and appreciate. Two pretty good teams, though, Harold. That was a very good junior varsity game.
That was a great junior varsity game. Fun to watch. Man. Both teams got some pretty good players going to play some varsity next year.
Well, Indians win it. And terrific junior varsity game tonight, though.
That was a good junior varsity game.
Indians.
Well done. We kind of talked about the free throws, and Jeff, I'm looking at the stats. They shot 81% from the free throw line. We shot 37.
And the Indians come
and
away
we got
with
out of here with a W.
Well, bottom line is we were the better team, and that's kind of what it comes down to.
That's exactly right. We were the better team.
As Harold said, Indians go 6 of 16 from the charity stripe tonight for 35%. However, actually for 38%, and Greenville on the other side goes 13 of 16 for 81%, but Indians come away with a victory tonight. Again, Indians don't shoot the ball very well from the perimeter. 19 of 59 for 32%. And Greenville went 18 of 42 for 43%. Indians did it from behind the arc, though, Harold.
Nine
made threes compared to two made threes. So that's like making seven more free throws.
That makes it up pretty fast, doesn't it?
Yep. Indians, again, it was 11-11 at the end of one. Indians took a two-point lead, 23-21 to the locker room. Indians, however, though, third quarter was kind of their undoing. They got beat by five, were down by three going to the quarter, and Indians find a way to get out of here after, what, an eight-point deficit, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because they had the back cut layup on the side out of bounds. Made an eight-point deficit.
Yep. I tell you what, I thought he was quiet for the whole game until the last about 3 minutes. Ryan Braun really stepped up late, hit about three big buckets for us when we had to have him.
And speaking of Ryan Braun, he went 4 of 10 from the field, and I think you're absolutely right, Harold. All four of his baskets were in the last two minutes of play where the Indians really needed it, and he gets out of there with 11 points. He's joined in double figures by Peyton Judy, who had a terrific first half, and Peyton goes 4 of 17 from the field, but I thought he played much better than that. Again, 0 of 7 from behind the arc, and Reese Rogers, he woke up after halftime.
He sure did wake up, and he found his stroke there in the second half. Got us 12 points and got one big three at the end to take the lead.
I think Reese hit the game winner. I mean, I think, was he 0 of 5 in the first half?
Yes.
0 of 4 in the first half. And
yep.
So he goes 4 of 5 from behind the arc in the
second half
12 points. Again, Cade Wendell had a very nice second half as well. Got to the basket a handful of times. He only ends up with 4 points, but also had 3 assists and 3 steals, including the game winner there at the end. Greenville had a chance to score on the last play.
Sure did.
So again,
he came up big second half.
So the Indians win it 53-51. And again, 16 points for Will Coomer, 12 points for Noah Van Horn, and 10 points for Kyle Mills. Indians win it tonight in the junior varsity game 53-51.